Welcome to Shadow Work. What the fuck? If you've been thinking, what the fuck is Shadow Work and how does it help me? You're in the right place. This is your go-to podcast that will answer all your questions as well as give you the tools to dig into your shadow so you can set yourself free from the bullshit holding you back and finally start manifesting that juicy as fuck life I know you've been dreaming of. I'm your host, Caitlin Hosking, the Shadow Work Queen and coach to fierce as fuck women who want to heal their shit so they can drop the self-sabotage and take control of their futures. I know shadow work can feel a little bit scary, so if you're new here, don't stress. I'm here to demystify the spook and bring some fun to the heavy. So get ready to learn, cry, laugh, and finally understand why the fuck you do what you do so you can quit playing small and start manifesting those big dreams. So without any further ado, let's jump into this episode. Hi, gorgeous souls, and welcome back to another episode of Shadow Work. What the fuck? Today is going to be a total chaotic shit show. Because I have my bestie here and we just want to have some fun. We just want to have some fun and talk about business because that's what we generally talk about anyway behind the scenes. So we just thought it'd be fun to just start doing random episodes here and there where we can actually talk about what we're moving through in business, how we are moving through it, the ups, the downs, the challenges, because, you know, social media is a beautiful highlight reel and it gets to be that. It's okay. But podcasts, because they're long form content, it's actually really fun to get to talk about all this shit and actually like what a shit show business really can be. It's fucking wild. And I just feel like this is the good shit. I also opened up a Q&A in the Shadow Work hotline on Instagram today. So I have some of your questions here and I'm really excited because we will also get into them. So, hey, Ro.
Hi, babes. Oh, I'm so excited. Today is going to be hectic, frantic. But when you said we just generally speak about business in the background, we speak about a lot of business.
Oh, well. Yeah. We talk about a lot. But
we do.
Generally, it does come back to business at some point, somehow, even we'll be like, oh, this thing over here. And then it just comes back to business.
It always comes back to business. I think the last thing I said to you was, fuck, I'm good at my job.
And I think I said, yeah. Anything specifically? And you're like, nah, just wanted to say I'm good at my job. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Man, I just saved a reel on my Instagram and it was like, I'll just bring it up. I was going to send it to you, but I was like, we don't need that energy just yet. It was like Orange is the New Black. And it was, it says, let's start a podcast and us after the first podcast getting arrested. And I was like, that's the vibe of today's podcast. I was like, what is going to be said today?
Oh my God, it's going to be so fucking hectic. I mean, and that's, obviously you've been on this before and we've done a little bit more structured podcast, but this year I was like, you know what? I'm just going to send it on like random fucking whatever wants to come up sometimes, because I think that's such a beautiful way to also let our personality shine rather than just being like clinical and stagnant. And like, not stagnant. What's the word? Clinical and
structured. Yeah. I like that too. Like, I feel like I personally, not necessarily just enjoy, but I gain a lot from podcasts when there's tangents and when there's just real talk. And, you know, obviously we both enjoy a podcast or two. So when it's very structured and when there's very specific questions and all that kind of stuff, but fuck, I love a bit of hectic chat. Like, oh my God, give that to me.
So I know since the last time you're on here, lots of shit has changed in your world.
We're
at the end of the first quarter of this year. So what's been going on? Tell us about that.
She's opening with the hard stuff. So what are we now? 27th of March is we're recording this, whenever you actually release it. And since I can't remember when I was on the podcast last, but I have sold one of my businesses. And I don't think it was on the bingo card the last time we talked, to be honest.
No, it wasn't. That was like, no. I don't even know what we talked about, to be honest. I think it had something to do with business.
Business.
Obviously.
I mean, I think it may be like 5 or 6 months ago even.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have sold one of my businesses. I've sold my gym. And it's a completely different experience of business life over the last couple of months for so many different reasons. But it was a very, very hard time to go through the process of selling that. So yeah.
That's so fun. It's so fun. You know what my favorite thing that you said to me this year? It was like, oh my God, I have a week basically like free and there's nothing else to do. And you're like, is this what it's like for you all the time? I was like, yeah, babe, basically. And you're like, what do you do with your time? I was like, that is a great fucking question. I don't know. This is why I overthink things.
Yeah, maybe you've
I
got too much time to think.
just pop out a couple of babies and solve all my issues,
Oh
won't
my lord. You'll
I?
have all the time for babies. Like I was having a chat with one of my business owners that I work with yesterday, and she's doing a lot more working from home and online. And I was like, I can't work from home that much. I'm like extroverted. I'm like everyone's token extroverted friend. I need to be around people, whereas you're the opposite.
Yeah, I'm the person who needs the extrovert because otherwise I just won't ever leave the house.
That's why we get along, babes.
I think like a couple of weeks ago, like a month ago, you went to three concerts in 1 week, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
That's a lot.
It was a lot. I was a little bit tired for sure because they were really late, but no, I have definitely realized. I mean, I knew I was extroverted, but now that I work from home and I don't have a location that grounds me, I'm like, oh, I'm very extroverted. It's very much highlighted it for me.
What happens if you like work at home too much? What happens in your brain?
Well, my husband works from home 24/7 too, and he's extremely quiet. And being at home all the time with my husband, who we also parent together, we have similar interests. It's like we need space. But what happens is I get really, I don't, it's not that I don't get stagnant, but I just look around and I'm like, I just want to talk to someone. Like, I just literally want to talk to someone. So now I go to a cafe 2 to 3 times per week. And I literally freeload there. I get 1 to 2 coffees, but I did ask them. I was like, is it okay if I sit here? And then we started talking about business because the lady that makes the coffee owns the coffee shop. And so I feel like it's like the cheapest co-working space ever. I go there from 7 till 10, 10:30 in the morning. I come home and do some stuff, and then that's my day. So I found a bit of a groove, but I have to go where people are.
So you like literally just want to be around people.
Yeah. And then there's this other guy that goes to the cafe. He must be maybe like 60, and he looks like a doctor because there's a hospital next door to the cafe. And so I think he's a doctor, but then I just see him watching football on his phone. I'm like, you know what? If that's what you're doing, then okay. But I just give him, you know, those little eyebrows like, hey, you again?
He's like, yeah, me again.
He
Cool.
was there this morning. We're
Cool.
just in our co-working space, and then we fuck off basically.
I love that. I try to do that and then I just end up feeling really drained about 30 minutes later. I was like, there's
Fuck.
too much energy. I actually just don't care. And
Really?
I'm like, just stay away. But if I sit at home, I was thinking over the weekend because I had heaps of creativity over the weekend. And it was because my house was so quiet and it was raining outside and I have this lovely new couch. And so I just sat here for like 8 hours both days because I just had so much creativity. And I was just like, no one talked to me.
Wow.
And I was thinking, you know, even on the, I think I prefer, okay, I hypothesize this. And look, I could just not be taking responsibility, but I don't really care. But I find it harder to work on the weekdays than on the weekends. And this is my hypothesis, is that on the weekdays, the energy field of generally the whole population is, ugh.
Working.
I don't want to have to go to work. I hate my job. Everything's hard. But then on the weekend, there's like lots of like free energy and people like, yay. And it's like all light and fluffy and happy. And so I reckon.
I call bullshit. I also want to remind you, Caitlin, that message that you sent to me about a month ago, I think I'm allergic to work. It's not the days of the week, babes.
It's just you.
It's just you. I just cracked up when you said that to me, and I was like, say fucking less, babes. Say less.
Actually think I'm allergic to work. Like I will have like 2 good days of the month. That was the weekend that just went. And then the rest of the time, like, why do I have to do anything?
You know what, though? Like, I work 3 days predominantly a week. So I have two children, and one of them is at school and one of them's in childcare. So Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And like, I can't work more than that. like if I were to have extra days, like I have to break it up. So Monday, and then I get a little break on Tuesday and we get to go and do kids things and walk around Kmart. I just couldn't do 3 days in a row. Like I actually, it would be too much work for me. So I get that. It's just that your skeleton of your work structure is far more spread out than mine.
2 days a month.
2 days a month.
Yeah. That's
3 days a week.
It can change, like retreat or something, if it's actually leading into retreat or I love doing, like I love facilitating space. I love like having podcasts.
Yeah, your model is different to mine. Like you'll tend to do more like immersive experiences. They're more like there's a lot of energy outlay within a particular event. Well, whereas my model is I do a lot more long-term stuff. You know, I have clients in my world for a long term in terms of my offers as well. So that makes sense to me. Like if I were to do that, I would probably need some energy out on the other side as well.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of makes sense, right? Because I was like, I only like to work 2 days a month and then retreat to like 4 days every like 6 to 12 months. So that works quite well for me. Which I do love. I'm like, I just love that I am like, we just did so much amazing work. They just did like 25 years of therapy in 4 days. And then I'm like, I will see everyone.
That would be so intense. But like, that makes sense. Like you like that model though. You really like that model. Me, I like to have regular contact. Like I'm need to talk to people, you know? So I enjoy the other model. Whereas you're like, no, that's not it for me. Like we've talked about this. It's kind of clicking, hey, because you're like, no, I don't want anything long-term. And I'm like, yeah, I've got a 12-month mastermind. When's my next one going to be?
No, you're like, yeah, it's going to, you know, I'm going to do this for 12 months. And I was like, no, I will not.
So different.
Which is funny though, because it's like, we're talking about the introvert extrovert thing as well. And that would make sense because you want regular touch points with people and to like have those chats and conversations, and that's where you get your energy. Whereas if I'm doing too many one-on-one clients or like, even though I love the work, I do find it draining.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I need a lot more recovery time, which is why, you know, even my client schedule is 3 days a fortnight.
Yeah.
Or bi-weekly for all my US listeners, because every time I talk to someone from the US, they're like, what the fuck is fortnightly? And I was like, and they're like, do you mean like bi-weekly? And I was like,
it sounds so weird.
Bi-weekly sounds like twice a week to me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but apparently it's not. It's every 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. Or is it bi-monthly? Oh, God.
Bi-monthly. I don't know. I don't feel like that's a specific that we need to cloud our brain with, to be honest.
Yeah, no, but I'm a know-it-all, so now I really want to know. So someone from the US, please DM me the answer to the question. Is it bi-weekly or bi-monthly?
Bi-monthly.
But yeah, I think even that is like a conversation in business that I've been having recently as well, of people setting up their businesses, how they think they should look.
Yeah.
So it's like, because Ro is doing well and she works, you know, 3 days a week and does it this way, this way, and this way.
Mm.
Therefore, if I want to do well, I have to do that business model. Mm. And then they try to like force themselves. I'm like, I would just rather die. Like that's how I'd rather die than have to run your business model.
Yeah.
Like, I have a successful business model because it's in alignment with my energy and my capacity.
Yeah. Yeah. I was listening to a podcast about human design this morning, which I'm still like relatively new. I know, listen to me, fuck off.
Oh my God, you're gonna get the sticks out.
I know, babes. Can you see my witchy box you got me in the background?
That's why I love us. You're just like, I'm like, you need to fucking sage the gym, sage your house. You need to fucking get rid of all the juju.
And I've crystals. There it is. There's my crystals in my witch box from you. I was listening to a podcast about human design and like, I'm really new into like getting into more details about it. And you had done my chart for me. And I don't know, I'm not sure why it came in my brain that I was like, I want to listen to this. I think it was, actually, no, I do know. Last night I went to the gym and I never train at night. So like I was coming back and it was late and it was getting dark and I was looking at the stars as I'm driving, right? And it just reminded me of like the chart that you sent to me about my human design. And I was like, oh, there's supposed to be shapes. And then I just went on the side and I was listening to the podcast today. And it was just talking about literally how, you know, it's a permission slip for a lot of people to be able to not necessarily justify, but obviously set up your life and your business to support you. Like, it's as easy as that. But the lady in the podcast was then saying how, like, for her, it was actually the opposite. And instead of it being a permission slip and being like a good thing and feeling really good, she actually felt the opposite, because she felt like, oh my gosh, none of my life is set up to support me, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, well, they're all fucking tools. Like, we can use them, we can sit in them, we can, you know, go down rabbit holes with them, but they're just all tools to help introspection. And that's the amazing part about them.
Totally. And I always, like, I heard this from one of my old mentors, Amber, and she says, every tool is a trap. And I'm like, that is so, so true, right? Like, shadow work can be a trap if you use it to self-shame or to make yourself wrong or to be like, wow, I've got all these fucked up things and now I need to fix myself. So it's like, then it becomes a trap rather than a tool. Mm-hmm. And then even meditation practice, I was actually coaching a client and he has this thing around meditation. If he's going to do it, like, it's really strict, almost like a monk practicing practice. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and then if he doesn't do it, then he falls into shame. So I was like, it's a trap. I was like, it's not.
Trap. Oh, I love that.
Not actually meditation anyway, because it's like just coming.
It's now not meditation. And yeah. It's then falling into that trap, right?
Yeah. Of like making yourself wrong. And because I remember when I worked with a shaman a couple of years ago, I was like, so what's your meditation practice? And he said, cooking, going for a walk, talking on the phone right now. And I was like, what?
What are you talking about?
What do you mean? And he was like, everything is a meditation practice because meditation is simply just the art of being present and paying attention. And I was like, oh, true. And that just helps like so much, because I feel sometimes like same business, personal development, all of these spaces, like people come in, they're like so strict and like so rigid with that. And they're like, I need to do it like this way, this way, this way, this way. And then it's actually defeating the purpose. It actually defeats the whole thing of like, it's actually allowed, it's about unlocking something so you can have more freedom, so you can feel more peace, not create self-shame.
That's so true. I feel like that notion or that concept or thought pattern can be applied to so much. Totally. It's just like, you know, less strict, more fluidity. Like, it's about the state of what we're getting into to then perform the thing, right? Like, yeah. I had a call with I was doing a strategy session with a coach in Tasmania earlier today, and we were talking about sales, and she was basically saying how like she just is not good at sales. We're just having a conversation and I was just talking to her about it. And I was saying, you know, this is what we want to get across. This is where we want to be. And long story short, it's a fucking conversation. That's all it is. And she's like, hang on, what? Like, is it as easy as that? And I'm like, yeah, like your job in a sales process is to listen to someone, hear what they want and need, offer a solution, give your recommendation because you are the professional, allow them to talk with you, and we're done. And she's like, oh, I've what been making it so much harder. And I was like, yes, babe. Yes, you have.
What do you mean I don't have to loop them for 11 hours?
Right.
Objection if they give me
what
an
do you
objection.
Mean?
I don't have specific things
with the script. And she was literally like, also no script. And I was like, no, babes, no, no.
Not script around, is a trap. Yeah. It's a trap.
Script is a trap. That's the tool. It's a trap.
That's so funny because, yeah, I mean, I've had to unravel so much sales shit.
Like, I bet. Yeah, I mean, I know your history of like.
Like, bro, what's it? What was that? Wolf of Wall Street kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Like, that's, yep. What's his name? Jordan. Not Jordan Peterson.
Belford.
Yes.
Jordan Belford.
Jordan fucking Belford. I like remember reading that book and like trying to study it. And then
did you?
Yeah. Because I was like, how do I get sales? And I even remember my partner.
Like,
back
listen
then.
To that for a second. How do I get good at sales? I go immediately to Wolf of Wall Street listening to Jordan Belford. Like, honestly.
Forget tell me all you're the right. Human psychology. Forget that it's a fucking connection. Forget that it's a person. Just find the step-by-step thing that makes them like you more.
You know what I'm feeling? Tell me you're a high achiever without telling me you're a high achiever.
Me on YouTube in the car every day. I'm like, how do you get sales? How do you get
got
sales?
Got my academic gown on. How do I get good at this?
That's so funny. Yeah, now it's like,
whatever.
I like love my sales calls. We just have a chat.
Oh my gosh, I fucking love sales. Like just before, yeah. like 5 minutes before, and someone came into my DMs that's very well known in the industry and started to ask me questions, and I was like, cool, what questions have you got? And it's just like debunking all this kind of stuff that's like, don't sell in the DMs, don't give too much away. And I'm like, I know this person. What do you want to know? Like, I guarantee this person's going to be a client at some point in the near future. It's like, just have a fucking chat. Like, that's all it is.
Just answer some questions. Like, even if someone like throws me an objection, I'm like,
okay.
And they're like, I need to think about it. I'm like, okay, go and think about it. They're like, it's a lot of money. And I'm like, it is. Yes.
It is. Correct. Yeah.
It's a serious decision. I want you to think about it. Oh, funnily enough, when I allowed people to go and think about it rather than trying to objection handle them, I didn't get ghosted anymore.
Yeah.
They come back later. So they're like, I can't right now, but I want to come back. And they do come back later. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's actually such a clean relationship. No buyer's remorse.
It's so clean. And it's like, even if someone says something and you feel like it's a good chance to just have a conversation, have a chat. Like, just imagine their... Like, that's all it is. It's just all these business things, they just don't need to be that complicated. Just feel confident in having a chat with someone and that's it.
Yeah. Like, I think I learned that because I sold very well to my friends. Like, unintentionally. And then they just were like, oh, I think that could really help me. And they started signing up. And I was like, why is it so easy to sell with my friends?
Yeah.
I'm struggling in these sales conversations.
Ding, ding, ding. Listen.
I'm like, oh, because I am more confident in myself with my friends. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to fucking manipulate them to buy from me. So I don't have this weird, like, energy when I'm selling. I'm just like, yeah, this is the thing. And I think, you know, this is what it can help and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, cool. When's that starting? I'm like, oh, this date. And they're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to join that.
Take my money, motherfucker.
Yeah. I think one of my close friends who lives across the road here, I was just talking about my certification one day. And then she messages me later and she's like, I think I want to do it. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I was literally just talking about.
I mean, that's how I purchased from you. Like, one of my best friends. You came into my DMs. That's not it. You said to me, I really feel like this is a good fit for you. And I was like, cool, send me the link.
I was like, I would love it if you could. Funnily enough, I was in a coaching. I was doing my advanced breathwork training and I was talking about it. And they're like, is there someone who you would like love to come into your certification?
You haven't told me this.
Yeah, no, I didn't. There we are. And so I was like, yeah. And she goes, is there someone you would love? And immediately it was like, Ro. It's like, oh, that makes me want to vomit having to ask. And she was like, why? And I was like, well, for starters, she was my mentor for a long time. And it's like almost like hierarchy thing. I was like, I can't ask her because she knows more. She's like something like that. Like there was something out. And I don't remember. I think I was like, I'm just going to do it anyway, because that's generally how I deal with things that make me uncomfortable. I'm like, all you can do is find out. So I was just like, and just like sent it. And then I remember you messaged back like fucking 2 seconds later and you were like, yeah, send me the link. And I was like,
sounds like me.
It's dying. I was like, oh my God, she said yes. It was so fucking funny.
And like the easiest.
Oh, so simple as well. It's like, just reach out to someone. And if you feel like they would actually be a good fit.
You feel like they're a good fit. Like was it this mastermind that I'm in? Yeah, there was like two people that I directly DM'd that I've either talked to or worked with. And I was like, I honestly think this is a really good fit for you. And of course, they were like, yeah, cool. Thank you. Like, thank you for thinking of me. And it's like, you know, it was a decision to do that because I'm like, I know how amazing this offer is and I know how much you're going to get out of it and just fucking go for it. What are they going to say? No, but like, I know it's a good space for them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And sometimes people do say no. Like I have reached out to someone. She was like, not this year.
Not right now.
Like,
yeah.
You know, next 3 months, I just want to focus on being with my kids or whatever. And I was like, cool. But it's like, I think that initiation of just ask, like, if someone says no, you're in the exact same position. So it doesn't really matter. Most people aren't offended. DMs where it's like someone who you have never met, you've never talked to, they just jumped on, you check your notifications.
It's not like that.
And they're like, hey, check your DMs. And you're like,
fuck off. I get so many of them still.
Damn, I hate it. It's like, why is this?
And mine are always like middle-aged men that I know, or and I'm just like, honestly, Pompano.
The answer is no. I don't even.
The answer is fucking no. Yeah.
So that's like the issue. But it's just, if you remember that, oh, by the way, stop thinking about your money and stop thinking about, oh my God, I need to make a sale. And remember that that is a fucking human, and just be normal and have a conversation.
Just be normal.
Yeah. Just be yourself. And if they don't buy, you just trust that, well, someone else will.
That's fine. Move on.
That's it. Fuck, I really wish it was that easy when you're having a fucking meltdown around sales, but.
Well, I don't know, but like you had a little bit of a minty bee the other day, babes. Gave me a call because I wasn't responding to your messages. So for anyone listening, I'm like the opposite of when you open messages. So when people send a message and they don't open it because they don't want to leave people on read, I'm the opposite. I prefer to leave people on read because for some reason in my brain, it trips me to be like, I need to reply to that.
I don't know what's wrong with your brain. I love it, but it's weird.
I'm not sure. And then when you called me, I just got into the car, and then I'd seen, because there was like three messages, and I was like, yeah, cool. Because I'll wait when I need four. Okay, sorry, babes. When there's things that I like want to think about, I'll let it sit, right? And so I was letting it sit. And then sure enough, I get a fucking conversation from old mate over here. Oh, comes up. I'm like, hello. She's like, I'm having a minty bee.
You're like, I'm driving to school. I got 25 minutes. I was like, I can definitely have a mental breakdown in 25 minutes. We got this.
We did. That was a good 25 minutes.
It's perfect. I think I cried for like 7. And then
that's all.
Moved yeah, on. And then we started to move on. But I feel like there's like a theme. Even you selling your gym, right? There's a lot of like business pivots that I feel are happening at the start of this year. And I've had a lot of conversations about it. And that's where I'm at right now. And I think this is something that's not really spoken about because, well, when you're in the middle of it, you're like, I'm just trying to fucking show up and do the best I can. But the truth is that when you are pivoting, so, you know, obviously I've talked a lot about Ignite and the healing work and trauma healing and all of that. And now I'm talking about doing all that in business.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not as well known in business. Like everyone knows I have a business and I run a business, but to talk to coach on business is different. And just, you know, it's not as fast and it's like slower than what I'm used to. And all of my things are coming up. And I'm like, it's like those little voices in your head that's like, if you were really this good in business and you were ready to do it, you wouldn't have any of these things coming up. And I'm like,
oh my gosh, is that what's coming into your brain?
Yeah. It's like, you have to be perfect. You should have made a fucking $1 million before you do this. You should be perfect with like
really
the area in business before you can talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's interesting little sneaky ego. It's a good one, isn't it? And
yeah. I mean, like that's because obviously we chat and you're in the middle of it right now. And I was in the middle of it like end of last year. And I think that like there was a lot of things that I wasn't prepared to talk about like online. There wasn't things that I was prepared to like process through my fucking Instagram. But there was definitely other things that I was able to share and, you know, let out there because I think it is important to show up in whatever way you're presenting or who you are or what you're feeling. But I do think there is a space to do what you need to do fucking behind the scenes. And for me, that was a really big part towards the end of the year and the start of this year. And like, you're in a really big transition patch right now. Like, and you're getting tested left, right, and fucking center. It's like, are you sure you want to go here? Like, are you fucking sure? Do you actually think you can do this? Because I'm going to show you that you potentially can't, but it's just going, how much do you actually fucking want this? Because pivots are hard and everything will come so fucking hard.
It's so hard. Like, I had such a big awareness this morning. I actually had another mentee bee this morning.
Jesus. It's all that time on your hands.
It is probably, but that's okay. I was like, I just feel like because I was like, oh, I don't really want so many one-on-ones. Like I really want to focus on like group stuff.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, I want a one-on-one now because I would like to work with one more person to also help me buffer some money.
Yeah.
So it's like, I know I can do that. That's really easy for me. That's something I know. It's great income. It's great cash. It's a good business decision. And the universe just like, no.
Yeah. Like,
but And he'll be like,
but I asked. But I asked, please.
Just fucking with you.
Dangle, dangle.
Yeah. It's like, are you sure? I was like, it's okay. Yeah. Yes, I see. And then it just described as like, it's like walking on needles while also on fire. That's kind of how it feels. And just making a choice to fucking trust. And the other thing that came up this morning, which I thought was really interesting, was a couple of years ago when I was sitting in ayahuasca and I was sitting with plant medicine, one of my hardest journeys, I basically had thought to myself, I fucked up. I've gone too far. Mm. I've had too much medicine and now I'm going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not break out of it. For like 8 hours, I was just like in the fucking dark and like shaking and basically convulsing, just thinking, I'm going to die, I'm going to die, I'm going to die, I'm going to die. And I can't get out of it.
Mm.
And it dropped in today that that's my thought pattern every time I try to pivot or do something bigger in my business. I'll hit this point where I'm like, I fucked up. I shouldn't have done that. And now I'm going to die.
Ah.
And then I turn back around.
So that's what's happening now is that you're thinking, I can't do that. I'm going to fuck everything. I'm going to break all of this amazingness that I've built. So yep. I got to retreat and turn back.
Yep.
Mm.
And I could never figure out why that came to me. And I thought maybe it's to do with my addiction, like to help with the addiction stuff. Mm. And look, it did definitely help with like, I stopped over consuming basically everything after that.
Mm-hmm.
It really landed. No, this is the fucking pattern that has stopped you from fully stepping into things. And even in January, and I did a whole podcast on like holding the vision with the retreat, because in January I had the same thought pattern.
Mm-hmm. You did. I was there. Yeah.
You invested too much. Now you're not going to be able to
do it.
It's
not going to happen. Yep. You're not going to get the people. Yeah.
Yep. And when I was in my embodiment process this morning, I just love like me. I'm like, yeah. And then I had this breakthrough and I did ayahuasca and then I did an embodiment process and then I did hapé and then I did meditation. That's what I do with my free time.
She's got a lot of fucking tools in her free time.
Yeah. And as I was sitting there and doing like my expansion part. So first we do the process and then we do the expansion of like stepping into what you want. And the thing that I'm really sticking with right now is every day God gives me another day to trust.
Mm.
I just fucking repeat that in my mind. I'm like, every day God gives me another fucking day to trust.
Mm.
And also there was another thing she says, like, I feel the weight of my vision and I allow it. And I was like, yeah,
that's
what it feels like.
Oh, I like that last one.
The like weight of everything that I want to create and like work with women and money and business and these things that I've really had to fucking journey. And now this is like the, if you can journey it here and you're meeting all the shit that you're about to fucking take people through, that's why it's coming up for you. And you have a choice to turn back or to walk through the fire. And then when someone else is walking through the fire, you're going to be like, I've got you. I know what's going on.
Oh, that is like, that's leadership 101. That's going first 101. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, it feels fucking heavy now. And the weight on your shoulders is like questioning, can I actually handle this? Yeah. But it does get lighter. Like the stuff that was coming to my brain as you're explaining that is, that was actually a really big thing that I had to work through myself when I finally decided to sell the gym. Because I know that, especially the Australian powerlifting scene, like I and my business have been a very big movement to help get more women into the sport. You know, that was why we existed. That's why I opened both gyms. That's why, you know, I said yes to being on the state board for powerlifting, all these kind of things. And it all felt very heavy because it was like, I'm going first. What if this happens? What if people say this? Blah, 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 blah. But when I finally decided to sell the gym, like the heaviness of that vision and being that pioneer and being at the front of like pushing that mission in Australia, like it wasn't heavy for me anymore. It's extremely light, but that's also because it's been dispersed across the industry. You know, there's women's only strength gyms left, right, and center now. There's other people in the federations that are women now. There's other people pioneering, and it's like I don't have to hold that heaviness anymore because it's been dispersed and everyone's holding little bits of boulders and I get to move on. And I remember like almost like bringing those pieces of the puzzle together and being like, I don't have to be the one that's holding it anymore. I can actually let it go. Yeah, it was really beautiful. And then I was like, I have permission to move on. because I felt a lot of guilt around it. Like, I'm letting people down, you know, I'm taking a space away, blah, blah, blah. And like, yeah, that part was really hard. That was the hardest part when I was selling the gym, is to be like, I'm going to hurt a lot of people and they're going to feel a lot of sadness. But then I also trusted that the vision that I had built and that everyone got to experience, strong, capable, empowered women, they are that. And they're going to go and disperse that. And that really allowed me to like be in that space of like, you're okay. You can do this. Like, it's time now.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. It's actually funny because I was thinking, you know, all the photos for Ignite came back today and I was going through and I was like, fuck, I'm so good at this. And I was like, am I letting people down if I'm not only doing Gen Pop? Like,
what?
Like, would you know, because I do general healing stuff in Ignite. That's kind of the intention, is like, you can come with basically anything and it'll be worked through in Ignite. It's not like a niche specific. Yeah. So my niche has always been shadow work. Sure. And then I'm just like, whatever we're going to do today. And that sort of thing. But then as I start to pivot complete by Caitlin, obviously I still have the retreat separate, but there's a guilt that I am feeling of, I am so holding space for general healing. And that's something I'm very, very privileged to be able to do and to hold. And, but now I'm only going to do it once a year. And so am I, like, I've always talked about, you know, the general masses need it and the general population needs this work. And there's so many business coaches. So I think there is like some guilt that does come up there, even though today I was, the podcast episode, which will now be out by the time this one's out, I was doing today, I was talking to a woman who I worked with and we were talking about like shadow work in business and how business actually allowed her to find her confidence in and then after a DV relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And to be herself and all of that, and how business can sometimes be a lifeline to someone and give them income. And I believe like it's so exciting for women to be able to run businesses now. And there's a lot of women who are suffering from the low confidence and receivership wounds and all of that because of our ancestral trauma and societal trauma around women. Mm. And so for me, I'm like, I'm so excited about that. And I know that business can actually be so incredibly healing. Like, it actually has been my biggest mirror and my biggest healer to see other things in my life. So I'm like, it's just as required here. And that's going to help people as well. But there is a guilt of like, now I'm not helping the fucking everyone.
I get that. I get that. Yeah, because when you move into something, wherever, business or a gym or fucking relationships, like, we can do a lot of things, but like, it's not our job to do everything for everyone, right? And, you know, I feel that sometimes in business too, because I predominantly work with business owners that are currently successful on paper, but they're struggling personally. Like, they don't have that lifestyle, that feeling. And I don't particularly enjoy working with new coaches or someone that's completely new to the industry, because I don't like dealing with base level business stuff. Like, I'm just not going to have those conversations. And I went through a lot of guilt around like, oh, you know, like, fuck, maybe I should do this or release a short course that I don't have to teach live or blah, blah, blah. But then I was speaking to someone in the DMs today, and that they're a coach and very well established, and they want to start looking at moving into that space of what I do, but for newer coaches. And I was like, that's my work, is to work with that person so they can then go and serve the newer coaches. And us staying in what our magic is and who we work with to continue to filter out. Because I know you've talked about shadow work and you've talked so much about how it is so needed for everyone in the world. Like, the world would be so different, but you know, you can't do it for everyone. Instead, you can live in business owners and alchemy and certification and all those kind of things to continue to spread it wider. And that's so important to remember when we're moving into that next evolution.
Yeah, not me completely forgetting about the certification, that the whole purpose is that to allow people to keep helping those people. I'm like, oh yeah, it's funny how our brain literally deletes very important pieces of information when it's trying to sabotage us.
To sabotage and validate what you believe.
Yeah. Mm,
whereas, like, I'm like, hang on, you've already got all that.
You've been setting yourself up this whole time, girlfriend. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But it's like, yeah, in that void period of making a pivot, it's just amazing. Like, it's actually amazing of what your brain wants to convince you to stay, like, it feels like it's going to stay alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, this is what it's really teaching me in business. I'm like, yeah, this is what everyone's going to struggle with in business. It's not the
strategy. You are experiencing what they're going to feel. So you need to be schooled on that motherfucker again.
And now right it's now. Like in a different level.
Yes, correct.
And that's what's going to happen is like, you know, this is the same thing I felt when I wanted to change from doing nutrition and PT to doing emotional eating. I was like, no one's going to sign up. I don't know enough. Imposter, blah, 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 blah. And then it was fine. Every time. It's always fine. But you have to like, you have to fucking meet these points. And I'm so grateful that I have like the tools that I have now because I'm not nearly, I can tell you, my anxiety. Previously, I would wake up every single morning at like 4 a.m. with like incessant anxiety and I could barely breathe. But now it'll come in waves for maybe like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I'll manage it and I'll be like, get on with your day. Just keep showing up. Keep doing what you need to do. If it comes again, you manage it again. And then you go
back. That's right. Like they still come up. It's just our ability to meet it. It's not necessarily always like managing it, but it's meeting it. Like we're just, it's meeting the things and realizing that it's not going to, you know, derail you. And yeah, sure, there might be some days where it does, but like this is what business does is that every time we evolve and scale, we're meeting something different that is the same. It's just fucking coming as something else. Like,
what is it? Everyone's like different level, different devil. And I'm like, no. Different level, same devil. It's just got a different mask on.
You think different mask. Different.
But I'm like, oh, high perfectionism, high fucking imposter syndrome. You're just trying to convince me it's something else.
Same.
It's not like even I was listening to some teaching yesterday and she was talking about self-sabotage and I felt all of this like shame come up and I was like, oh my God, I haven't done this thing and I should have done this more. And I was like, wait, no, that's just perfectionism. Oh, you sneaky little shit.
You little bitch.
And I just realized, I was like, I'm thinking that I need to be so perfect in order to do this. And I'm like, no. Just catch it, do the thing, move on, keep showing up. And this is the whole point of doing shadow work, literally.
That's right. I had that come up for me last night as well. Like for April and well, it's 27th of March, but I'm like really stepping into some savage content. And I put up a piece of content last night that was like far more abrasive than I usually do. And it was it's a very intentional strategy that I'm running for the next month. I'm playing around with some more stuff. And I showed it to my husband. And his first reaction was,
oh,
yeah. And I was like, oh, is it like too much? And he goes, oh, like just to give the listener a bit of context, like I'm super extroverted. My husband's like the exact fucking opposite. And he looked at me and he goes, oh, like he was sitting on my oldest daughter, her drawing table. They're both into doing manga drawings right now, you know, like. Fucking, I don't know, anime stuff.
Something world, not the 5-year-old world. Sorry.
I don't know. Yeah. So they were drawing and he was sitting down and he was like, oh, he's like super calm, like super quiet. And he goes, I just don't want you to be canceled.
Oh.
And then he goes, I just really want a peaceful life. It was so funny. I took a photo of him. He wasn't like, I took a photo as soon as he said that and looked down and I just cracked up because it's like, we are so opposite. And then anyway, it got me thinking. I was like, oh, it's too much. Like, yeah, I'm going to, my audience is going to get too much. Like you've pushed the line, Ro. Like you can't be saying that, blah, 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 blah. And it was at nighttime. So I was like, usually previous years ago, that kind of stuff would have impacted my sleep or I would have been thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking. And then I was like, you know what? Like, no, if it is too much, then people are going to unfollow. Like I went through my process of working through it and settling myself and all this kind of stuff. And then like, I looked at him again and he's just like smiled. And I was like, I'm the one that's making your life unpeaceful. Right. And I said to him, if I was going to be canceled, it would have already fucking happened. Honestly. Like, but it's just meeting it like because it him having that initial reaction, it really like instantly took my breath away. And then I went into that thought pattern of like, fuck, maybe it is too much. And one of the biggest wounds that I've had to work through is being too much. So of course that like instantly like activated that. And then I just met it and I said, no, that's fine. We keep moving. And it was fine. It was like a 5-minute process in my head, right? But without the tools or without the ability to work through these activations and these triggers and all this kind of stuff, it can just derail
everything, your night's sleep, the next day, the content that you put out, the moves that you make in business. Yeah. And like, I'm just not going to do that now, you know?
And it like waters down content.
Yeah.
Like, really, it waters down content so much. And then so much. People don't see you. And actually, one of the things, because I used to be like on Instagram being triggered by everyone's content. I was like, it's a lot. And then I realized I water down my own content, which is why I find it triggering. And then also everyone is marketing something to you. And so the mm-hmm. point of the content is to interrupt you. Mm-hmm. And so it actually does need to be fucking loud and sometimes quite abrasive if mm-hmm. you want to get the attention. And it's designed mm-hmm. to do that. And so that I was just like, oh, it's just like nothing personal.
Yeah. It's just content. Like if the reaction to the content is your work to do, not the content itself.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I 100% believe that. Okay, so we've got questions here and we're going to like rapid fire them because I think it'll be fun.
Great.
Okay. Okay, question one. How do you manage all the balls in a startup phase when you're not good at everything? Get good at them.
Yeah, like I was like, I'm struggling to think about how to say this in a non-stabby way, but get good at them and just do them. Like, you know, in a startup phase, you won't necessarily have money to delegate stuff out. You won't have resources to go and find other solutions. What you will have is time. You will have the internet. You will have podcasts. And you will need to fucking bootstrap a lot of stuff. And yes, it'll mean that you're probably going to be working more than you would like to. It probably means that you're going to like even dance on the cusp of fucking burnout. But you know what? Every business owner that is successful has been through that bootstrapping / dancing burnout phase.
Totally. Like, and that also builds your capacity. Like,
yes, it does.
Capacity for stress and to manage things and to figure things out. And like, business ownership is basically just doing all of that.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
There's a fire. Guess what? You're the fucking only firefighter in your business. So you better fucking learn how to do that shit and how to manage yourself through it. And I remember having to figure out ClickFunnels, Kajabi, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck is a pipeline? What's a funnel? What's tagging?
Right.
It's no
That's secret. Correct.
I'm like, what the fuck? And I would sit there and I'll be on YouTube and I'll be talking to the tech team for like that particular software. And I was like, help me. And yep. I figured it out. And so now with my VA.
But that's why you can be in business currently. And that's why you're going to be amazing for business owners, because we've had to move through this. Like, and yeah. You know, when I have conversations with business owners that will come to me and one of their first fucking statements is, I'm dancing on burnout and I don't want to feel that, or this feels comfortable for me. And I'm like, you're coming to this fucking conversation with the wrong mindset. Like, you are not in a position where you're 5-6 years in and you're crushing it. And it's not necessarily about time, but there is going to be a part where you're going to have to fucking work hard. And that is just the fact of it.
And you just got to figure it out. And I think the hardest thing is that people get in their head and they're like, I'm bad with systems. I'm bad with tech. I'm bad with social media. I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable. And these are like all the shadow pieces, right? Is that you didn't have any of that mind shit or that anxiety or judgment or fear of failure. You'd just be like, oh, just go on YouTube. And
just
then
go and do this. Anyway, right? You would figure out and do the troubleshooting and just wouldn't have this fucking lens to make it even more complicated and feel way worse.
And it probably wouldn't even take that long. That's the thing, is like a lot of these things actually only take about 30 minutes or 20
That's
minutes.
That's right.
At the start where you're like, you look at this to-do list and you're like, oh my God, there's too much to do and I'm paralyzed because there's so much to do, and then I do nothing and then it builds and builds and builds. Mm-hmm. And I'm overwhelmed and I think I'm burnt out. And it's like, no, your mind is just fucking stressed. And so, it's just like, just do the thing. It's such a blunt answer, but it's so us, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, like, right? But it's like, how else do you say that? Like,
Do better. Get good at it and learn to manage your stress and you'll be fine. Okay, number two, how to become more confident to take imperfect action and just start. Just take imperfect action and just start.
That one's very easy. Just get going. Just take some action.
Literally. You don't need confidence. You need courage.
Like, you don't need confidence. Confidence is built in the actual doing. But the thing that you need to be not necessarily okay with, but the thing that you're going to have to sit with, is your ego telling you that it's not perfect, is all the things that comes up, that it's messy and it's all these kind of things and what would people say. But imperfect action is what is going to scale your business and grow your business.
100%.
Moving messy, moving fucking sloppy at times.
So messy. Do you know yesterday I set my dog's tail on fire?
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, no, I was like, nothing serious happened. It was literally just a little singe because I noticed, but I was sitting in like a beautiful ceremony and I was all like, just like really meditative and in this beautiful song, and Sam came in. I was just giving him a hug and I have a candle lit for ceremony and his tail like dropped, and then it like in the flame, I was like, oh! Like, I thank God I had seen it. And I like did that. And I was like, get out. I'm so stressed. Funny.
Beautiful
story. The reason I tell that story, everyone's fine. There was no dogs injured in this. There was only like a tiny bit of burnt hair. Thank God he has so much fur. But it's like, we are messy. We are messy. We do stupid shit. We're like, I fucking burnt my dog's tail. Mm-hmm. Pay your bills all the time.
I just fucking got my car fixed from reversing into my garage. Hallelujah. She's back.
Yeah, and it's just, you
who cares? Like, we're human beings, we're messy, we get on with it, but like, it doesn't mean anything about us. It means that we're human, but we can still keep moving. Like, the answer is to get moving in sloppy fucking action sometimes.
Yeah, like, I look at some of the first things I did and I'm like, oh my God. I remembered my first group program and one of my friends had signed up.
I remember it too.
And she goes, so are we like going to get a welcome email? I was like, oh, huh, yeah, so welcome email
coming tomorrow.
That was actually
did you not get it?
It was scheduled. No, it was scheduled for tomorrow. Me, I like get home like, welcome to the blah blah blah, we start on blah, blah. I was like, oh my God. And there was so many moments like that where I was like, oh fuck, I didn't even think of sending a welcome email.
It's so funny because like, now, you know, I've been in business for like over a decade, and I'm in one of my masterminds, one of the people were like, oh, do we, because we have a call on Friday, they're like, do we have a call on Friday because it's Easter? And I was like, oh no, I forgot, my VA is gonna message you. Like, I don't even try and cover it up. I'm just like, I just forgot, like, whatever, who cares? Like, just, no one expects me to be perfect. Like, it's part of my brand strategy, in fact.
And that's a protective mechanism so I can avoid all judgment, so you already know about it.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, I think it's funny. So yeah, it's just like doing it. And then I feel like if you're really, really frozen, that's where you do need some shadow work and nervous system support, because your system may actually just be super overloaded and you've gone into a freeze. So if you are noticing, oh my God, like, I really can't because it feels too much, I wouldn't be looking at just do it. I actually did a podcast on this as well. Like, don't just do it. Get some support, do some breath work, like get someone to help with your nervous system stuff so you can start to open and loosen that up so it doesn't actually freeze you, so you can start to make movement. Mm. That was the
other thing. And then make very easy, palatable movement. Don't go for any big kahunas, because if you go for big kahunas and you're already dancing nervousness and regulation, you're going to fuck yourself. Like,
yeah, totally, totally. So if you are noticing, like, no matter what, no matter how many times someone just tells you to take the fucking action,
just to do it. No.
Yeah, just do it. There's a deeper underlying thing. So get some support around that and it'll be so much easier. Okay, number three, pet business to market garden business. May keep the pet business, but feel like it will lack if I'm not putting my full effort into it. So I feel like it's a decision. Should I keep the pet business? I mean, you've had multiple businesses at the same time. So I think there's a fear of like, should I keep it? Do I not want to keep it? But is it just going to lack anyway if I do keep it and I'm focusing something else? So it sounds like almost an inability to juggle more than one ball.
Yeah. Like, having had multiple businesses for a number of years, I can from experience say that, yeah, like, if you are handling multiple things, like, you're going to have to trade energy and time somewhere. And that was also one of the reasons why I decided to sell my gym, and why emotionally it was hard because of how much like love and meaning behind it. But my mission and my vision was to continue to work with business owners. And like, now my whole body is able to go into it. So that's why I am moving the way that I am moving and how fast I can move, because all of my energy is into it. So that's not to say that you can't manage multiple things. I absolutely could for a number of, like, it was almost 5 years, but it just meant that there was a cap on energy, and I didn't want to have that anymore. So, you know, the decision for you to close one down or not is the one that you're potentially thinking about. Like, do you actually want to? I would be actually more questioning, like, is this for me still? Is this where I want to go in my future? And if there's any inklings around, you know what, like, it's not my thing anymore, then I think that's the thread to follow. But if it's genuinely something that is like, you know what, I still really love this and I really, really want to do this, then yeah, you can manage multiple things. I had multiple businesses and multiple children, but there was caveats on time and energy, like 100%.
Yeah.
And they were both successful, like, though. They were both multiple
people as well. Like,
yeah, you had staff too. Yeah,
you had staff, people helping, assistants, like all of those things in place. So I think that obviously makes it a little bit more manageable. But I honestly, you'll always be shocked at how big your capacity can often be. Mm. Like, there's sometimes where I've looked at the things I managed at one time, like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. I can't even fucking manage 2 days of work at the moment. But I'm just in a different phase. I also know that when I need to fucking work and when I need to show up and when I have clients, I fucking do it and I lose the story. And I show up to it because I love that. I have a mission. You know, this I love having a business. So I'm going to do the thing even when, you know, my brain's like, I'd love to stay in bed and read fairy porn all day. Yeah, okay, I would. But I also know that eventually that won't be very fucking fulfilling to me. So show up and do the thing that you love.
Yeah, that's it.
Number four, last one. Best way to market on social media.
Be yourself.
Be yourself.
Be yourself. However, he, she, they, anyone, however you present. Like, honestly, I'm doing a lot. Like, this is the biggest area with business owners that I'm working on right now is marketing, launching, and selling, specifically marketing. And the reason, time and time again, where people are not selling to the extent they want to sell or marketing or doing anything is because they are filtering themselves. And it's not necessarily intentionally. It's because they're worried about showing all of themselves and saying what they really want to say and stepping into all of these beautiful parts. But when they're doing it, their business is just fucking flourishing because it becomes unique. It shows who they are. It starts to cut through what's happening. And it's very easy for them to produce because they don't have to think, oh, how is this said? Or is this going to rattle someone or any of that kind of stuff? So be yourself.
Yeah, be yourself. And if you don't know who the fuck that is, do shadow work.
Then you need to do shadow work first.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the whole, that also on the other podcast, that was a big conversation, was like shadow work allowed her to find the parts of her she had been shamed were weird. And so she loved like horror movies and we'll just go to the horror movies because it's mainly what we talked about. And she's into that. She loves to go into like horror movie festivals. I couldn't imagine anything fucking worse.
Oh gosh, no.
Those two. She's just like that sort of archetype of like the rock and roll.
Yeah.
She's got an English accent, all of that. And so that's really her, but she's been told for like a decade or more that's fucking weird and she needs to hide it. And through doing shadow work and finding those parts of her and being like, they're weird, but they're my weird. So all her branding is like sort of like going to a scary
I've seen her branding, it's beautiful. I love it.
And so it's like that's because that's her vibe. So now everyone's like, oh yeah, that OBM who's the fucking horror chick.
Yeah, and that's right. That's
and you
right.
Think of that, and so people think,
but that's branding avocado. And that's like, yeah, like people will think, oh, well, how do I be unique? But it's like, just be yourself. And by her stepping into her full horror vibe and all this kind of stuff, like it becomes memorable, it becomes unique. And she's not doing anything, she's just being herself. Like, that's what's sticking through.
And then it's so much easier because you're not like, oh, how do I say the right thing? And blah, blah. And like, I get caught in that usually because I'm like, is that too much? Like, and that is the thought. Is it too much? And then I'm like, it's not fucking too much. So
it's not too much for my people. Like, oh my gosh, I got the best compliment yesterday. I've been described multiple times as cute but stabby. And I really like it.
Oh, it's very Scorpio of you.
Yeah, I feel like it is. My most used emoji is the knife for sure.
It is. You do have that energy, but that's why I love it. Like, that is why I hired you as a fucking mentor for so long and dip in and out. Because I'm like, just give me some fucking stabby energy. Like, bitch, just tell me how it is.
Do you know one of my clients, I had a latecomer into my mastermind. Like, she started 2 weeks late and I was continuing to sell because I was like, I just felt there was one more person. And sure enough, I kept selling and marketing and that person just came through. And her objection when we were just talking, she was like, I'm scared. And I was like, yeah, I get that from me. Like, I get that.
I think people do actually say that to me. They're like, I'm scared that you're just gonna like see straight. I'm like, well, you probably should be, because I am gonna see straight through it.
Yeah.
And also I'm gonna tell you that. Like, we had a conversation on the phone. I'm gonna wrap up in 1 minute, but we had a conversation on the phone the other day, and I was talking about one of my clients who was paused, and she was and it's taken her like 6 to 8 weeks to make a decision. And I kind of bitched about it in the moment. And I was like, why am I not saying this truth to her then? And yeah. So I was like, I got off the phone, messaged her and said, I have a reflection for you. Are you open to it? And she said, yes. And so I sent her a voice note about why you're not on the train and having the success you want and decision-making and all that. And I'm like, I know this is hard to hear, but this is the reason that you're looking at everyone else thinking that they have the power is because you have a certain thoughts.
How did she respond?
She loved it. I mean, she cried a lot. But she was like, that's what I needed to hear.
Yeah. And
within 24 hours, she made the pivot she wanted. She said, you probably saved my marriage because my husband was fucking sick of hearing it too. And now she's feeling a lot better about her business, what she's doing, and she can fully fucking step into it.
Yeah.
And so I think even that's a piece. Like, if you say something to you, obviously not being horrible, like, but I said to you a reflection on this is probably why she doesn't have the result. And I'm like, I shouldn't be saying that to you. I should be saying that.
No, you literally said that to me because you went into that state of like frustration and like just, and I was like, okay, I didn't even say anything to you. We finished a phone call. You messaged me. I should be saying it to her. I'm going to say it to her. And it's like, it's not to be a bitch and it's not to be mean, but it's like, if that is there and you've had that conversation and dialogue with someone, like it's a disservice if you don't do it. And it's like with this girl that came in as a late entry into my mastermind, like she literally messaged me and I was selling like a low ticket item. And she was like, do you think I need this? And I was like, no, you need like the full shebang. And like literally no phone call, no nothing. She literally got the link, I was in my pajamas actually. And like, then she signed up because I was just like, you don't need that. Like, you don't need the video series. You need a fucking space to sit for 4 months. And I was like, if she doesn't want to hear that, then that's fine. But she, you know, she asked. So I'm going to tell her. Mm. And it was like, she's in the space now. She's been in for about a week. And it's like, you can just see that she's not scared. Like, she's going to be fine. And she even voiced to the group, like, just saying yes was like the biggest hurdle that I needed to get through.
Right? And that often it is like, yes. And, or you do the thing. It's coming back to the question, best way to market on social media is the best way you serve your clients. It's the best way you show up in relationships. It's the best way you show up in friendships with your family is that thing that you're not saying that you're afraid to say, because what happens if they don't like you? As long as it's coming from good intention, like with my client, I was like, no, this is for her highest good. I can see this playing out. So as long as it's coming from highest intention and you're not trying to intentionally fucking upset someone, then say that. Like literally say that, say your truth, say your opinion, polarize your fucking audience. People will drop off because they'll be like, I can't. Mm-hmm. But then there'll be people like, thank fucking God you said that.
Thank fucking God. That changed my life. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Like that. That's it. That's market. That's sell. That's living. That's fucking life. Like be yourself.
Be yourself. Okay. That's it. That was so fun. I reckon there was a lot of juicy shit in this episode. So we're going to do this again, busy woman.
You're like, what? Finger pointing at me. Why are you giving me knife energy? What?
Remember how you're like, oh, I thought I wouldn't be as busy after owning a gym, or like once I sold the gym or something. I was like, yeah, because it's your fucking personality.
I know, I'm so busy and I love it.
Like, you're just a busy person. Whereas I'm like, whenever you're ready. And then sometimes I need to put the pressure on and be like, now. And you're like, okay,
but your response was like, I was like, oh no, I can't do that, Dan. You're like, but when? And I was like, oh, she'd get mad at me.
I'm coming, you with stabby energy, bitch.
All right, well, till next time.
Till next time. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.